The future of chocolate. Chocolate makers are adjusting their recipes for success. In 92 years, See's Candies has never shied away from being old-fashioned. At the factory in Los Angeles, some octogenarian workers measure their decades of employment in hip replacements. Quaint floral details are still hand-piped onto chocolate eggs. An inexorable march of candies heads through tubes the length of a football field where they're drenched in layers of chocolate, a traditional practice known as enrobing. Like cars merging out of highway toll lanes, they appear from cooling tunnels into employees' waiting hands. Industry changes. Old time is part of See's slogan, but the South San Francisco company is evolving along with the rest of the chocolate industry, forced by predicaments far more severe than I Love Lucy conveyor belt hijinks. Chocolate is a huge business, pulling in $90 billion in global sales annually, $19 billion of it in the U.S., according to market research company Mintel Group Limited. Price increases and product innovation helped the industry grow 16% from 2007 through 2012, the firm found. But scientists predict a looming cocoa bean shortage, intensified by climate change and botanical disease. The International Cocoa Organization said that global production in the last growing year fell 6.1%, and it forecasts a 1.8% slide this year. That would probably cause a cocoa shortfall of 45,000 metric tons in the current marketing year ending September 30, the group said. Tighter supplies, as well as rising sugar and manufacturing costs, are adding to the price of truffles and bonbons. Sugar prices have risen 11.6% on average in each of the past 5 years, influencing Hershey Company's decision in 2011 to raise wholesale prices on most of its candy products by 9.7%. In addition, health-minded U.S. consumers, increasingly wary of sugary snacks, are nibbling on fresh fruit 10 times more over the course of a year than they do on chocolate, according to research firm NPD. Switching strategies. Chocolate is an impulse item, an indulgence, said Marcia Mogolonski, an analyst at Mintel. But consumers have become price sensitive to chocolate. The economy is so bad that people are actually cutting back on their consumption. So, what's an Oompa Loompa to do? Switch up the chocolate strategy. Companies are looking to countries not known as major cocoa producers, such as Vietnam and China, to boost production. Mondelez International Incorporated, owner of brands such as Cadbury and Toblerone, said it would invest $400 million in the next decade to improve cocoa farming communities and help boost productivity. In the U.S., advances in technology and equipment contributed to layoffs, causing chocolate employment to slide 2.2% a year on average since 2007, according to research firm IBIS World. Simultaneously, chocolate companies are trimming wages to cut costs and boost profit, according to researchers. Targeting the next generation. Manufacturers also are creating innovative new chocolates and manufacturing methods to try to differentiate themselves from competitors. Companies are also trying to entice body-conscious consumers, which IBIS World believes will give organic and dark chocolates a boost in coming years. And candy sizes are shrinking. By the end of this year, all of Mars Incorporated's chocolate brands will be available only in 250-calorie pieces or less. There's also a rebranding effort underway at See's. The website underwent a facelift to draw more online shoppers. A new catalog, with less clutter and new fonts and images, debuted around Valentine's Day. And See's, which had focused on grandmothers and great-grandmothers, is now targeting young mothers in their 30s. The company says it needs the broader demographic to beat out intense competition. We just know that for growth, we need to onboard a new fan base, said Tracy Chiaffi, See's Vice President of Marketing and Advertising. It's a difficult dance, but it's one we have to do. Vocabulary focus. Shy away from something. Inexorable. Drench. Hijinks. Indulgence. Entice. Beat out.